On a Tuesday night last summer, members of the congregation and community entered First Presbyterian Church in Champaign to attend a class on Islam taught by a Lutheran. The interfaith event was part of a series of classes that Michael Christowski created called Gaining a Christian Understanding of the Quran.
Thank you, all of you that took time this evening to come here. I am a Christian. I have no relatives who are Muslim. I would never become a Muslim. That said, I have the highest respect for Islam, and I gained that respect through education.
Christowski worked for years as a geologist at the University of Illinois. Instead of retirement, though, he decided to pursue a second career in religion. He began taking classes at Parkland and the University of Illinois. One of those classes was
the history of Muslim-Christian interactions, and I knew nothing about Islam prior to that. But in that course, it opened up a window or a door, so to speak, and all of a sudden I became aware of being unaware of so much about Islam. And I started focusing then all my studies on Islam. I was admitted into the master's program with the goal of having a second career teaching Christians about Islam.
Christowski developed the program with the help of Dr. Muhammad Khalil and has presented it over 6 Christian churches thus far, all of different denominations.
He would develop a syllabus and he would run it by me. Actually, I shouldn't say he would run it by me. He would do it himself and then he would just kind of show me just so I'm aware because he really didn't need much guidance, if any at all.
Today we'll be looking at the Quran's history, structure, and message. Then we have 2 Sundays devoted to Jesus in the Quran. There's so much on Jesus in the Quran, we can't do it in 1 Sunday. We'll then look at what the Quran teaches about the nature of God, and then finally look at violence.
So why does he teach his class?
One of the things a pastor said to his congregation is, the reason we're doing this is that we have a commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. And then what he said is that we can have our opinion about Islam and Muslims, and that's fine. You can have your opinion, but you really do need to know the facts. And so that's why he endorsed this class in his congregation, and it turned out that in that congregation was one of the largest attendances that we had in the program in about 6 churches.
Fozia Rahman, who does wear the hijab, has encountered many of those misconceptions as she pursues her PhD at the U of I.
When I open my mouth, people ask me, how did you learn English? You know, people can't look past it in a classroom. When you speak up, people kind of look like, oh, she's talking. Oh, you're doing your PhD? Wow. Is that okay with your husband? It has nothing to do with my husband.
Rahman says some of the questions and perceptions of Islam she encounters in her country make her afraid for her son.
I am. I'm worried for my son, and I think most Muslim parents are worried for their kids. Because, you know, he's as American as can be, but when he walks down the street, that's not what people see. You know, we still have an issue of American identity and who's accepted and who sort of falls. And I grew up, I was born and raised here in America. And I went through that as well in school, constantly trying to prove that I'm American. It's a part of who I am. I'm also Pakistani. My parents are from Pakistan. I visit a lot. You know, there are these multiple identities. But I think that sometimes as an American Muslim, we're kind of stretched way too thin. We're expected to speak on behalf of these very complicated, complex geopolitical situations.
Sarah Laufenberg took Christowski's class, and she said that after the first session, she already felt she had a better understanding of Islam.
I have always believed that different isn't wrong. And so I wanted to have a better understanding about Islam, just as I would about other religions.
That goal of understanding and learning is one both Laufenberg and Christowski share.
My goal is to educate and to take away the mystery and maybe even the fear of the Quran that seems to be at the root of a lot of issues that are happening across the Muslim world, particularly in the Middle East. It's a scripture that is somehow associated with violence and terrorism that we are seeing worldwide. It's unfortunate that that's the case, but it all has to do with interpretation. And some people are interpreting passages in the Quran to justify their political ambitions.
I would say to people attending a course like Michael's, if I would give any advice to non-Muslims, whether they be Christian or from any background, the best way to know a people is to visit these places, to see that the Muslim community is not so different than the issues that you're facing in your own community.
I'm Amanda Hunningford, Illinois Public Media.